Yes, the previous caller kind of stole my thunder, but I would just like to address, the lack of debate going on between scientists. You have a climatologist on right now, and we just have callers calling up asking about stuff. Why not have Timothy Ball on to discuss it with him for us to hear? I know you've done that in the past, but I think there's still some debate.
Actually, I have not had Timothy Ball on because I have been advised that he's not terribly credible when it comes to climate science today. Can you comment on
that? I'm not going to comment on any individual, but I will say that climate science, we debate science all the time. It's the very nature of science, is to debate and discuss. You know, just saying yes because everyone else says yes is not how science evolves. Science evolves by challenging people. So if there are those who are purporting to have expertise in an area, they're entitled to publish their work in the journals like everyone else. In fact, there is, you know, some.
Has Mr. Ball published?
Not that I know of in my area. For many, in fact, I've never read a paper by him in my field of climate science. But you know, some people will know. Some of your skeptical audiences will know of someone called Steve McIntyre, who's a Canadian, who runs a web blog called Climate Audit. Now, he actually was an author with two others who recently published a rather interesting, very, I think, will turn out to be quite an important study, where he reanalyzed the Antarctic, the way that our Antarctic temperatures were put together. They're very statistical, but he found there were some better ways of doing it. It's a really nice study. This is the way you advance science. His science will actually be highly cited. It's actually an important study, and it's advancing scientific knowledge. It's not changing the whole paradigm. It's just adding to our body of knowledge.
My thanks, as always, back at